Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving, we're moving.
my ballot tonight and get ready for time for judgment. Time for judgment. And judgment come from the Almighty God. We're going to say that tonight. I'm going to talk about some things about judgment and some of the things that happen. I was reading over 200 blacks killed in Africa by the police. When we were talking about George Floyd, 200 brothers over in Jamaica was killed, 240 was killed, and 20 have been killed this year in Jamaica and over in Africa. And it motivates me that wherever black man is at, they feel like they inferior. Feel like if we let you up, you're going to take over. I'm going to say this again. It's time for judgment. And judgment comes from God. I say. I'm going to share something with you tonight. And I'm going to go into a time for judgment. I just want you to hear that tonight. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And Michael warned them to come out of heaven, they're in the earth realm. And all the stuff that's going on. And I was talking, you got to have faith in God, not man. You got to have faith in your body to heal itself. Now they want to boost the shot. Then next year they have another boost the shot. Well, they're saying your body can heal itself. The Bible says the body can heal itself. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Now people are getting the two shot, they still get the body. People get one shot, they still get the body. People took no shot, they ain't getting the virus. Now you're mad. And I want to tell the women, if your children going to school, make them wear their mask. If they don't want the kids to wear the mask in school, take your kids and homeschool them if you want them to live. Because it seems like when they come together, it's a law of that virus hit. And I'm going to say to the churches, black churches and the white church, they got all kinds of money. Me and Jerry was looking at how much money that the white churches got, and they weren't even in session. They got trillions of dollars. But the ministers got to do a better job than talking about economic development. God is a healer. They ain't pushing that. They push to go get the shot. I know you need to get the shot, but the body can heal itself if you can take time and wait and give God. I'm praying for all of them that lost loved ones, have no sorrow, Lord, heal. Tonight, Bible class tonight, I'm going to write this down. Time for judgment. The flood, the storm, God, judgment. Now, I want to say, Dr. King said this. He said, when Europeans came over, they gave them land in Nebraska, land in California. All the places that land was gave to was on fire now. Every time they put out the light, they hit it. Y'all believe what I'm saying? It's time for judgment. Man, you got to look at the judgment of God. You can't do nothing about that. Woman, you got to get yourself back in prayer. Black killing black. It's time for judgment. And judgment ain't coming out the barrel of a gun. It's coming through the power of the Almighty God. If some of you going to church, that I'm going to get a new house. Get the new house in the covenant. Get a new house. Get the burnt down to the ground. You ain't got nothing. Because you didn't get it right. Fret not thyself and evil doer this too, because you have to help and assist your brother. They white, brown, whatever it is. This racial thing went too far. This homosexual thing is going too far. So God's judgment is going to be moving in
21, 22, 23.
You're going to
see the judgment of God.
Yeah, I'm out to call it. God is out to call it justice.
Down
like
the
bread
and
good
rest of the
bread
and the Lord is your
shield and thy
heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring thee pay.
What do you mean?
I'll never mercy on
Well, you can never be like a big old brother. and your stuff will come through tonight. Amen, amen, amen.
I thank God for that service there. Sister Lisa, I want to thank you. Sister Lisa was the one doing the reading. But we're talking about judgment tonight. God's judgment oversees man's judgment. So when you let God in, God's going to do something different in your life. God's going to turn some things around in your life. I decree tonight a financial blessing for each one that listening. This is a special night. The storms, the flood. Somebody called me and said, Bishop, my house burnt down. I said, baby, is you still living? She said, yeah, you get another house. You're putting emphasis on materialistic things, but you ain't putting emphasis on God. God is a healer. And I was talking to somebody today and they said, Bishop, you know, they were saying, you know, the people them forgot God. They weren't on a shot. They want a shot to get rid of the virus. Do you know that your body is strong enough to throw off any kind of diseases? But you got to walk in faith, and you got to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. When you make your mind up, you know, some people going to be here, some people going to die. The wages of sin is death, to get to God eternal life. But God, ain't but a few people that hold on to faith. We done got so proper, you know, you used to go have to go out and cut wood to get wood, but now you just push a button, got instant coffee, instant everything, even instant sex. Go get a Viagra. Can't get it up, get a Viagra. Now they got Viagra woman, everything instant. But what about prayer? What about sitting down calling on the God of the universe? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of your ancestors. You know, I prophesied this. I'm going to prophesy it again when you got it tonight. Storms back to back. Floods back to back. Tornadoes back to back. Bishop, what's going on? God, judgment. And if you caught up in it, you got to be prayerful where to go right around you. No, you ain't running nothing. See, you got to understand this here. God is in control. You got to understand that God trying to get your attention. Somebody's going to believe that, though. You know, you want a new car. You want a big home. But God, what do God want you to do? You say, I want to get a husband. You get a husband, you kill you. Get a wife, she'll kill you. What did God say? What is your goal? What is your goal tonight? I want to ask the question tonight, where do we go from here? Black on black crime, you know, young lady got killed, police shot her, they lied, they won't show the tape, right here in Dalton, Illinois. Evil, let me say it, witchcraft, warlock, it said, fret not thyself, evil will soon be cut down. I want to tell you, Kim, your money is on its way. I want to tell you, there's a new financial, though, that everybody listen, get this money. Mm-hmm. Now, the girl just called me from Washington, said, Bishop, tell the people to apply for the money that if you got a car, you've been running gas, it's an app. Listen to me, it's an app you go to for the government to give you $600 for your gas expense. So y'all started looking, don't need to get away from you. When the Spirit give it to me, I'm going to give it to you. The lady called me from Washington. So Bishop, tell the people to look at the app from the government where they're giving everybody $600 or more for your transportation back and forth. Now, if you ain't got no computer, you can't pick that up. But I'm telling you, well, you can get on the computer and tell Tom, tell Harry, tell somebody else, hey, man, you can get this $600. Ain't no strings attached. You ain't got to lie about it. It's there. For the money run out. Let me say it again. $600 you can get for driving your car with the gas. The gas went up. This money, they don't want you to know about this because this is the money that's been allocated for them people that got to go to work, spending money. You got to go from here to Texas, from here to Detroit. You can get this money. How much of gas you burn every day? Honey, look, get on your computer and look, call somebody and look till you find it. It's in the government app. The money just been released. Ooh, let me get back to the Holy Ghost. But I want to give you a little materialist thing because I told you this is a special day. Judgment. Thank you, kind friend. Lisa, I want to thank you for that. Lisa, you, I want to tell you, God has really endowed you with a unique gift with the anointing, and I don't want you to waste it. But God's going to bless you with a new house anyway, and he's going to bless you with three businesses. The Lord, let me, this is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to prophesy to everybody on the queue. Let me get your pencil and paper. Just see, I go by the Spirit. I'm going to prophesy to everybody on tonight. Now, what I'm going to do, well, you know I'm talking to you, I'm going to use your last number, like your number, your two back numbers, like 3059, like 9607, like 8138, like 80, 84, 30, 30. Now, I'm going to start to prophesy what God tell me. Now, because this is Bible class night, I can prophesy because that's what I do. Now, I want you to go to, Sister Mary Hawkins, I want y'all to go to, and Kim, I want you to go to, Jerry, I want you to go give me a comment. I was doing a spiritual ceremony. I put it on TikTok. You know, I was telling my son, I said, I'm going to get on TikTok. He said, Dad, this is how you get on TikTok. I put on the ceremony. I want you to get it. And I was dismissing some witches and warlocks out there. I go to the spirit realm on TikTok. I was in TikTok doing the cobra dance. Then I was in the TikTok. You know, I heard about TikTok, but I'm on TikTok now. Whatever they got, I'm top of it. So I'm on TikTok. But I want, let me give you this prophecy. I want to prophesy to you. 3059, this is from Detroit. I ain't calling your name. I want you to read Psalm 118, and the Spirit said 27, but it gave me another number for you, Psalm 7. It tell me there is money for you, but I don't know. I want you to fix everything because I see some flood going on in your building or something. So in your buildings, you make sure everything is camped down where it won't be no flood in your, that's in your business. Make sure everything, if the water's running right, I want to tell you that. There's a trip coming up for you, but I want to tell you there's somebody very sick around you. They won't let on, but God's going to show it to you. And they done talked about you, but they need your help. I'm talking to 3059, Ashay. Thank you, kind spirit. That's an Indian lady come around you, too. I'm going to 9607. 9607, Psalms 91, Psalms 35, and, you know, the Spirit told me to tell you, watch God do some things that you ain't never seen him do. You said, well, Bishop, what I need to, I want you to read Revelation, verse 7 down to 13, and I want you to get some brown paper. I want you to write a name 7 times. You know what name you need to write. Twist it up and let it get wet. Then set it, let it dry out. Put a little salt on it and burn it and watch God. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm telling you, 9607, they've been after you, but they can't get you. God got your back. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I seen that people... And you tell your grandmother, keep all them people from her house. I don't care who coming, you tell your mother from away from the house. There's too many people coming in and out doing so much. Thank you, Kevin. I'm going to 8138. This is Detroit. 8138, God told me to tell you, it's a death around you. And it ain't you, but it seems like it's somebody disobedient. And this is... But we got to pray that we can turn this around. The Spirit said for you to read Psalms 27 and Psalms 33. Now, it ain't you, but it seemed like somebody young, and I don't know if they got the virus or something, but I want to tell you it's a woman they want to cut her legs off or something. So we got to turn that around. And I want to tell 8138, the Spirit said, I want you to fast Friday. Friday coming, I want you to fast. God going to show you something. That means drink some water, but don't put no solid food in. Matter of fact, everybody fast Friday. Don't eat no solid food till after 12. Fast Friday all the way up to 7 o'clock. Now, I don't care if you're on medicine, try God. I got to get my pill, my high blood pressure pill. I got to get my cholesterol pill. Try God. What's wrong with you? Too many people got to get their pill. Let me pray right now. Father God, right now, I rebuke that pill mentality that they got. God, let your healing take place tonight on everyone that obey the prophet. If you just obey me, fast all day Friday. Uh-huh. All day. And after sundown, get something to eat. Drink what you want. Fix it. Don't eat it till after sundown. I said it. I won't take it back. God bless you. Thank you, Kevin. I'm going right now to 3084. 3084, you can't run. You can't hide. I want you to read Psalm 23, Psalm 123. And I want you to get some olive oil and rub from your knees all the way down. Thank you. And I want you to turn your bed upside down and clean all under your bed, around your bed. Thank you, kind spirit. God going to show you something. Those that fast will get a blessing. Son, I'm going to 33:93. Now, what I want you to do, 33:93, I want you to read Psalms 100, number of Psalms. I see your mother don't want you to give up on your brother, but you just about said, Bishop, I'm giving up on him. But for you, thank you, kind spirit, I'm talking to 33:93. God told me to tell you there's money that you can get because it's due to you. It's a government. It's a money when you was in the service. Now you qualified to get it. And you started looking, you're going to get it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now you look, go look and see you eligible to get the money. Tell your wife. Thank you, Tansbury. I'm looking at her. Tell her that deal to be very successful. And she need to do it not this month. Just make the preparation and try to do it next month. Before next month ends, everything legally will be in divine order. I said it. I won't take it back. Thank you, Tansbury. I'm going to 30:30. I want you to read Psalms 127, Psalm 71. Psalms 22, Psalm 51. God's going to send somebody to you, and you got to pray for them. Thank you. Now, I'm going to tell you down in Arkansas, young lady in Arkansas, I know you lost your niece, but there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Let go and let God. And God's going to fix it every time. I told you it's time for judgment. It's time for judgment. It's time for God to judge. It's God's judgment. When I say God's judgment, can nobody do it like God? So I want to go in the spirit world and get one of our elders to talk about God's judgment. One of our elders in the spirit realm. To talk about God's judgment and where it be a blessing for you. And once it be a blessing, it's a throw for you.
God's righteous prophet, and the last one to them whom they chased and caused his death 2,000 years ago. Now today then, could not replace this.
He is.
I take it there. Chief, as an example of the right, he uses it to go. But on this is just making evil people. The devil. They don't get something at all. In all ways, it's making this. You can't trust me. A sheep is an element that you can trust. Very humble. Very submissive to the shepherd.
And
that is a
clean
now. It won't hear everything. Let a goat believe anything. Boy, it is with the wicked. They will eat anything.
I say,
Jesus got that never known the better description of a 50 feet.
But
this one on his right and on the left.
Not like
it's an ideal life for that. It's going to be a man set up to his right and left. This is not the way.
This is the people and the righteous people. But actually, God does not sit in this mess or in public during the mess. He makes man's own action to testify upon him. The evil characteristic of man, this characteristic shall bear witness against him that he is evil. That will be the way of God. Make every man evil consequences become manifest, evil done, and the consequence for that evil will be manifest. This is the church. As the Holy One teaches us in the under the sign of the resurrection,
it goes something like,
what will make you understand this day? On that day, when the self-exalted spirit, think over it. When and won't be able to accuse of what self has actually done. But it's guilty of doing these things itself.
And on that day shall God make man confess his own. Every man shall bear his own word. One in another place says, no first arrow shall bear the words of another.
Every man can know his own shortcomings. He don't have to ask them, what have I done? It is not that he can take someone to defend him
on that day, like in the local and regular courts of the land in the Supreme Court. On that day, you have no defense. No one can defend you. You will be your own self accused.
urgent message for anyone with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes.
Now is the time and the hour of the resurrection and the judgment of God Almighty. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And when the harvest is ripe, we have to work fast, the Honorable Minister Lewis. Our people are more ready today than they have ever been before. Any time in history.
When the honorable noble Drew Ali came on the scene, when the Minister Malcolm X was on the scene, under the guidance of the honorable Elijah Muhammad on the scene,
special birth control sex and genetic engineering process.